It is Wednesday, which means it's time to talk our state's history.
I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
Michigan is known, of course, as an automotive capital. But think about this, with Little Caesars, Domino's, Hungry Howie's, and Jets all headquartered here in Michigan, you can make a pretty strong case our state is also a pizza capital, to the point where, as far as we know, Michigan is the only state to have had a pizza funeral. Here to tell us about the great pizza funeral of 1973 is Mark Harvey, the state archivist with the Michigan History Center. Okay, Mark, the idea of a pizza funeral sounds more like an Onion headline than reality. Where does this all start?
Well, Cynthia, interestingly, it starts in Ohio, that darn state that keeps cropping up. There's a company in Ohio called United Canning, and they noticed an abnormal number of cans swelling in its inventory. They had recently automated their packing process, going from hand packing these cans of mushrooms to machine packing them, and it overfilled them, and they weren't sterilized like they should have been, and they had them tested by the FDA, and tests came back and confirmed that botulism was present in the can. So then the FDA turned and contacted their wholesaler, Tolona Pizza Products from Chicago, and then Tolona started calling all of its customers on February 19th, 1973.
So one of the people who used these mushrooms was a man named Mario Fabbrini, owner of Papa Fabbrini's Frozen Pizzas. Tell us a little about him. True immigrant story, isn't it?
True immigrant story. He immigrated from Italy post-World War II, said he was, in an interview, he was really caught up in fascist Italy, and they were just trying to get out. So the war ended, the family immigrated to Michigan, and from there it really follows that stereotypical American success story, building a small pizzeria. He was quoted as saying that Americans wouldn't touch the pizza that they made in Italy, so they had to change things up a bit, but then they built this family business into a fairly big frozen pizza distribution company in Ossining, Michigan, near Alpena.
And how did he react when he gets this news about the possible problem with the mushrooms?
Not surprisingly, he was just crushed when he got the call about the mushrooms, knowing that this was really bad for business. They immediately stopped their shipments. They recalled any pizzas that they could that had been already shipped out. But he knew this was not good.
Do we know if anyone actually got sick from eating his pizzas?
So they did some initial testing, and it's really unclear from the reports I've read and the court case transcripts who did the initial test with some mice. So it was either Mario or the FDA lab. Those tests came back initially positive because the mice had died. As word got out, this became front page news around the state. All of a sudden, some people started showing up saying, hey, I got sick from eating your pizza. I think at the time they didn't know if this was just people looking for a payout on a court case or if they were actually sick.
Well, then here we have this owner of Papa Fabbrini's Frozen Pizzas. Mario has to make the best of this awful situation with these, some 30,000 pizzas that are suspect. So tell us about this solution of his.
The pizza funeral concept was probably one part showmanship and one part show of accountability. Really, for Mario, it was that Hail Mary pass to try to save his business. He could see the ship was going down. And maybe by creating a public spectacle, the hope was to get some good press and let the public know that here is a self-made person trying to do right. They caught it.
So take us to the funeral. What was it like and what happened and who was there?
Well, they brought all the pizzas in a dump truck. You know, there's lots of different reports, anywhere up to 40,000 pizzas. The actual court transcript listed at 29,188. Thank you very much.
Oh, well.
And they dumped them into this landfill, wrapper and all. There's at least two different newspaper accounts that report that Governor Milliken was present and gave the homily and talked about courage in the face of tragedy.
Now, this is an interesting twist. Here you have Governor Milliken eulogizing Papa Fabbrini's possibly tainted pizzas. What do you think was the political point he was making?
So I did a search of Milliken's records trying to find an actual transcript of this,
this
or even
eulogy.
A press release. Yeah. It was suspiciously absent. Yeah. So I don't know if it was because he was a proponent of small business or he's just trying to be part of this spectacle to lessen public fear of the botulism outbreak. It's not 100% clear.
And so while the great pizza funeral of 1973 is happening in Osinek up near Alpena, what was going on with testing these tainted mushrooms? What were the ultimate results?
So the lab mice initially had died, and they just assumed it was botulism. But when the actual test came back, it was determined by the FDA and later testified in court by the state veterinarian that it was not botulism. It was an unrelated case of peritonitis, which it's very similar to botulism in that it's caused by bacteria. It's an inflammation of the lining of the stomach. So you could see why it may have been misdiagnosed, but it wasn't botulism.
And Fabrini had a pretty good crack, didn't he? He told reporters.
Yeah, he was quoted as saying, well, maybe the mice didn't like my pizza and therefore they died.
What ultimately happened to Mario Fabrini and to his company?
So Fabrini wound up taking a few companies to court that were involved in the mechanization of the packing of the mushrooms and the distribution company, and this dragged on. So the funeral was in March of 73. The court case was finally settled in the Michigan Appeals Court in 1979, and Fabrini was ultimately awarded $211,000. But after that many years of legal bills, it still left him with very little, and he sold the business assets in the early 1980s and just had to walk away from it.
Huh. We have a fascinating story of the great pizza funeral of Michigan, which happened 45 years ago, March 5th, 1973. State archivist at the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey, always great digging up these nuggets of Michigan history with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.